Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
So follow me, I could this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. back down on your ass.
God. God. God.
Yeah.
Would have been blacked out on your ass. So follow me, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. Ready for action. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass.
Folks, welcome to an all-new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. This is your Wednesday episode. I am so sorry, folks. I did not release a Tuesday episode. Turns out, I went to a Grateful Dead show. Dead and Company. By the way, it's so funny how it's all split. Where it, like, people, I went to the Dead and Company, and they're like, that's not the real Dead, bro. And I'm like, I know it's not Jerry Garcia and all that shit. But I will say, amazing. I got to say, I've been to so many concerts in my life. That had to have immediately been one of my top 10 experiences that I've ever had. On my Instagram, I put something about it and then people are like, oh, you're a deadhead? I totally get it now. And I don't even know what that means. But what I think it means is that we're all one, brother. We're all one, bro. No, it was like this. Okay, here's the deal. I realize I'm about to sound stupid, okay? I realize it. But it doesn't mean that it's not true, okay? Is that, I know this is going to sound stupid, is that we're all one? Is that we're all one? I have a lot of love for everybody. No, I know this sounds so, now that I say it out loud, it sounds so stupid. But when you're there, you kind of, Ramona would not do good there from Real Housewives of New York, folks. It was so amazing. I'm telling you, it was so amazing, you guys. Like you roll up and there's this place called Shakedown Street, which is like right across from the Hollywood Bowl. And I hear when you're at like a stadium, it's like much bigger and stuff, but it's all these like shops set up and you can buy your Christmas gifts. They have like a Barnes and Nobles there. No, it's like where they sell like balloons filled with laughing gas but like t-shirts and noodles and all this stuff. And it was so cool, you guys. Like I love shopping. It was wild. Like you're seeing all forms of life. The people watching is amazing. But then you get into the concert, you guys, and it's even better. Like everybody is so, you got old people that have followed the Dead from the very beginning that are like passing it down from generation to generation. You got new people. You got new people like me that are just like eyes open. Then you got people just that looks like they just want to get fucking hammered, which is like its own thing. And then the show starts and they have like these sets, like, you know, and I got to tell you, Mr. John Mayer, Mr. Hey, John, leave a little for the rest of us, Mayer. Jesus God, if this guy could chill it a little, like, I get it. You're fucking everybody's dream man, dude. Like, and I got to tell you, all the other Dead people, the guys from the actual band, they're like, and John Mayer's like, your body is a wonderland. Like, everything's a fucking groove with John Mayer. All the guys are like, get out there, and he's like, and he is leading the band. And you're just like, okay, dude, I get it. Yeah, you can do anything to my mom or sister that you want to do. Like, I give them up to you. Like, he is like, my worst nightmare now is to fall in love with somebody and then have them like have me compete with John Mayer. Like that is my worst nightmare now because the guy was like literally leading the Grateful Dead and he sounds so much better. Like all the other, they were amazing. Like honestly, Like, you would be into your own groove, like talking to the people around you. And then all of a sudden you'd look around and they'd be like doing music, and it would be the best music you've ever heard. And I there's so many thoughts I've had. Like, I know it. It just makes me sound like such a hippie. But I was, it's like a lot of the verbiage I already speak here is that, like, we're all, I know this is, it's fucking, it's, what day? It's Wednesday. You don't want to hear this shit. What I will say is that we're all one. I even get douchebag chills when I, like, say this shit. But at the same time, when I was there on Sunday night, I will say, like, I got it. I got the whole thing. I got the whole dead experience. Is that, like, these people pay so much to protect this whole experience. That's why it costs so much to go to these things. But, like, you pay for this little refuge from all the bullshit all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's this little, like, Ewok place where all the Ewoks live. And it's like where the Grateful Dead play. But you get to pretend that the life doesn't, like, that the outside world doesn't exist for those 4 or 5 hours that you're there. And, like, you get to meet new people, you get to have new experiences, and then you get to hear some beautiful music, and then you get to see Mr. fucking sex symbol John Mayer up there. My God, you guys. But and I gotta say, I don't think this person listens to me anymore, but I got a very, not fan mail, it was a hate mail, I guess, because I had said a long time ago on the podcast that I always cracked up about John Mayer fans, little girls showing up to a Grateful Dead show and being like, what the fuck is this? When is he going to play My Body's a Wonderland? And somebody wrote that, like, that was a very disrespectful comment and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. We have a lot more going on than that. And I got to say, I get that comment now. I get it. Is that even if you were there for John Mayer, like, you still get a full Mayer performance. And if you were there just for John Mayer to hear Your Body's a Wonderland, you're probably going to walk away with a much better experience going to Dead & Company. So I think that's what that comment meant now. And I get it. I totally get it. So I apologize to whatever. I did not go back and look up your name. But how are you guys doing? Are you good? Are we all one? We are. What if I just, like, and today is the last episode of the podcast. I am going to go live in the forest from here on out. And good for me. Good for me. I hope you guys are good. So what happened was that Sunday, I got home from the Dead show and I was so in, like, a whole nother universe. You guys know what I mean? And I still edited the pod and put it out. And then Monday, I had to get a COVID test because I booked a commercial for, You're going to be seeing me in a national commercial very soon. I'll tell you more about that in a second. I had to go get a COVID test. Turns out negative. Your boy is negative. Like we all thought, negative boy. So I did that and what else did it all blends now. But I was working on the podcast and I was taking notes on Vanderpump Rules last week's episode. And I got really tired in my bed and I fell asleep. And I fell asleep for 10 hours. And I hate when people are like, your body needed it. Your body. And Benita Lopez, she was like, your body needed it. My friend Megan, your body needed it. No, I fucking pushed out and I didn't do the show that I should have done. So I am so sorry that I took the day off, but I had a costume fitting for the commercial today, which shouldn't have taken nearly as long as it did. But it turns out your boy, they didn't have the right suits for. So the Men's Warehouse had to come involved. So I did like a 3-hour costume fitting, which is the worst. I don't know if you guys remember when I booked Chicago Med a year and a half ago and they had to make like these prosthetic casts of my legs. And your boy has some meaty legs. I've got thick thighs, can't lie. You know what I'm saying? So I always get super nervous at any kind of costume fitting because I feel like I have a freakish body that does not belong on this earth. And I guess we all kind of feel like that in a way, right? We all feel like I don't like this part of my body. But imagine doing that and imagine being like a mannequin where people just poke and prod at you. So that was what today was like. I play a lead lawyer in this commercial. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say any of this shit, but So you just have people poking and prodding of like, does his hips look too big? Oh, the thighs on that guy. You know, like, so you have these people just throwing out these, the weirdest comments to you that you have nightmares about all the time. You know what I'm saying? That is the joy of being an actor. And that's why I always tell you guys, like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Remember that none of this is any of what it's cracked up to be, right? Okay, so that is my life. I wish we could jump into your life right now, but it turns out I have the microphone. So what I will say is that we're going to talk about some news. Ramona Singer, you guys, turns out she's a gigantic douchebag. No, I got to tell you, just be careful of the things that you read out there. There was a rumor today, brightly reported, that Ramona and Sonia were the only two people coming back to season 14 of Real Housewives of New York. And I got to tell you guys, this is the biggest bunch of bullshit. Do not read any kind of rumors coming out of any Bravo things from here on out, right? Who cares? Who cares? Also, that is the dumbest rumor. And I actually believe Ramona is putting that out herself. It makes no sense whatsoever. So don't even worry about it. And always my thing with rumors is that, like, there's so much good programming on right now. It's like, okay, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, we'll see on the next season. Who cares? I would say stay as far as away from, like, New York rumors as you can right now. It's toxic. It's toxic, baby. Also, we got from Halloween, we got a Lindsay Hutchison, Carl Radke. They dressed up as Dirty Dancing, little Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey action. And people were like, oh my God, they're dating. I don't know, man. But I'm just saying, I saw her on Watch What Happens Live with Austin, Mr. Austin. I'm a douchebag that wears, you know, turtlenecks. I saw them and he treated like he, you know, she was shit. And then I see everybody's like, oh my God, they dress together. They must be together. I don't think that means shit, right? Like, Carl seems very noncommittal. And also, Lindsay seems to be in the prime of her sexual life where she is wanting to bang as many things as possible. I'm so sorry if anybody's at Bravo listening. Please let me talk to Lindsay again. but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was just a costume. I'll probably be wrong and they're probably dating. But if so, we get that to look forward to on Summer House. And right again, I want to say Winter House, one of my favorite shows on Bravo right now. How amazing is it? It's so good, you guys. It's so simple. It just shows you that shows don't need to be complicated. They can be simple. They can be very, very simple. And I think this is the example of that. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, not getting great ratings still, but I will stand by this show. I think it is so amazing. And it's okay. It's okay if I'm wrong. Who cares? I still like it. Even if you guys don't like it, I still love it. I think it's amazing. We got new Below Deck. Captain Lee is back. I talked to this guest today. I don't know if you guys remember Jackie Siegel. She was on, like, Below Deck a couple of times, and she has a documentary based on her and her husband building one of the biggest mansions ever in this universe. The documentary is called The Queen of Versailles, and I talked to her today, and she was on Below Deck a couple times. We were talking about the differences between Captain Lee and Captain Sandy, and she had this beautiful story to tell about her daughter who had passed away from the opioid crisis. But it just made me think about Below Deck because that's where she's been recently. But that we have a whole new season of Below Deck. And I got to tell you, I really still get creeped out by those over the camera shots in the cabin where it's like night vision cameras and you see them changing in and out of clothes. And I'm like, am I getting in trouble for this? Like, is this sexy? What are we considering this? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to our guest today in a sec. It's a 30-minute interview. It's amazing. Gigi from Shaws of Sunset, which, by the way, she finally came out with today. And we did this interview last week. We did this the day after Dorit's home invasion. And we actually get into that a second in this interview. And She is amazing, by the way. I could talk to her for hours and hours, and I highly recommend her podcast if you have not listened to it. But she came out in the news today because she was talking about her polyamorous relationship, and we talk about that in this podcast. So I was like, damn it, I got to release this right now. And also, she at the Irvine Improv is doing a show November 18th, I believe. We talk about it in this. I'm going to go see it. So I hope you guys will come see it and we can talk in the audience. But Reza is going to be there. We break that news, which, by the way, I think that news was... Anyways, I should have released this last week, but I didn't. I have like a backlog of amazing interviews right now that I have not released. But I'm going to release this today because she is truly amazing. And if you're a fan of Shaw's, you are a fan of hers. And I love what she talks about kind of the evolution. And that's what I've been thinking about a lot lately with reality stars and myself, is the evolution of who we are and who we become. And she has had one of the most amazing evolutions in terms of reality stars that I could ever pin. And if you don't watch Shaw's of Sunset, what is wrong with you? Why? No, I'm going to ask you, right? What is wrong with you? It's an amazing show. And she is an amazing character. You would fall in love with her. You get mad with her. You'd fall back in love with her. Like, she runs the gamut of all of the emotions. So we're going to get to that in a second. I also want to tell you, I know this might be a little too, you're like, stop talking about yourself. But I want to tell you, I went and saw Tame Impala tonight. And Tame Impala, I told you guys last week, I have a set of friends. Maybe I said this on the Patreon. I have a set of friends that bought a bunch of tickets all at once when they went on sale 6 months ago. And it's all happening these past 2 weeks. So this is my last week of amazing shows. And I don't want to bitch about it because, like, I'm so lucky to be able to get to go to any of these shows. But tonight I saw Tame Impala at the Hollywood Bowl. And Tame Impala is just such an amazing band. I don't even know. It's like psychedelic, funk, hip-hop, rap, rock. Like, it's all of these great blends. The lead guy is New Zealand. I believe his name is Kevin Parker, and he's wrote for Lady Gaga. He's written for Travis Scott. But it is so amazing. And I got to tell you, music, music drives me so much. I'm like, it's so beautiful, you guys. But it really is. Like, it honestly is. It's one of those things that I'm still coming off my Grateful Dead experience, but I wish I could go to a concert with all of you guys. We would have the best time. Isn't that the best time, going to a concert and just looking around and being with the best people you know, hearing some of the best music you've ever heard? You can't beat that experience, you know? But also, like, I was at the Grateful Dead show, and I got some news about my family the other night. Ugh. And I'm not going to talk about this fully, but I'm always honest with you guys, and it upset me. I got some news, and it upset me, you know? And it's interesting. I was, like, having the best time in the world, and I got some news that kind of bummed me out. And you kind of... I don't even know. There's nothing. I have nothing. There was no point to be made there. Anyways, you guys. Okay. I thought I could pull that out, and I can't. So regardless, we are going to get to our guest today. And our guest is Gigi Golnessa. You know her so well. You already know her if you have seen Shaw's of Sunset, but I highly recommend her podcast. I highly recommend you going to see her show at the Irvine Improv next week. I will be there. I will post all the information in the show description. But I was so happy to talk to her. She was so cool. I'm telling you, I someday want to smoke weed with her, except that I would creep her out, because when I smoke weed, we talk about it. I just sit back and I eat food. It turns out I'm just not eating the healthy food. That's what I need to be eating. So without further ado, you guys, here is Gigi. I will be back on Thursday with an all-new episode. We're going to get back to recaps, all that good stuff. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you on Thursday.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to iHeartRadio. So Bad It's Good. Today, we have a guest that I've been trying to get on for so long, and one of our favorites from one of our favorite Bravo shows. She has been on for sex. She's already dancing in the background. So now I'm laughing. But this person also has a podcast that just started in March that I need you to pay attention to because it's excellent. And it goes way beyond Bravo. We talk about mommy issues. We talk about sex. We go in so many different directions, but I also need you to pay attention because this November 18th at the Irvine Improv at 8 PM, there is a live podcast recording. The podcast, of course, is genuinely Gigi Golnessa, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Wow. Hi. Thank you for that intro. That was very nice.
I could keep going. I mean, we were just talking about your cannabis brand before that. I just saw you smoke a little bit right now. I'm one of those people that if I smoke, I would just be staring at you and not being able to speak the whole time.
I praise people like you because you enjoy the cannabis as the social side of it. You know what I mean? I enjoy cannabis as the medical side of it. So I had to go through the phase of what you feel for a while until my body just became one with cannabis. I bleed.
Okay, that's a shirt. We've got a shirt. We're going to sell that at the Irvine November 18th. But you talk about it for medicinal use, right? Because of your autoimmune disorder, it does help with that, correct?
It helps with my autoimmune, definitely. I mean, research and science is showing that, you know, cannabis is a great anti-inflammatory, it's anti-nausea. But honestly, it's my Prozac, it's my Luvox, it's my, you know, Valium and Xanax, it's all that stuff. It's just because I'm a little cuckoo, you know, we've all seen those sides of me.
We've not seen it. I think you're very, very normal on it.
Very normal. I actually am the definition of normal because we all fuck up. We all do crazy shit. You guys just don't have cameras filming it.
I know. I mean, we only see we see the edited version of that. And I always wonder, like, what would be my thing if I was on a reality, like what part of my personality would they spotlight? And I always find that fascinating to anybody that's on any of these shows of like, what do you think they got right? And what do you think they get wrong? You know?
Right. Well, what would you say for yourself? What would you highlight for yourself?
I mean, that's what I feel like. I'm really boring. Like it's just sitting in front of a microphone. And then would it be like insanely insecure? It wouldn't be fun to watch. Like you are fun to watch. You are insanely amazing to watch. But I want to know, you're insanely amazing to watch on TV. Why get into podcasting? I got all like cocky about it because I was like, yeah, let's see if she can even do this. And then I listened and I was like, oh my God, this is really good. Do you love it?
Thank you. I feel like it's like the third cherry of my life that I've popped for sure, because it's opened a whole new realm for me. And you can ask, you know, Steve, my publicist, since I was like in this business, my dream was always to do like some hosting gig.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to be like a famous actress or model or singer. I just was like, I want to host shit because I feel like I have that personality that I could sit on a panel with people and just shoot the shit and have fun.
Yeah.
So I finally got to a place where I was like, you know what? Being on Shaw's for the last 9 seasons, I think I've definitely shown the world how versatile my life really is. And I said, well, let me start focusing individually on those levels of my life. Let me peel it slowly instead of condensing it about me and 6 of my friends, because Shaw's is about me and 6 of my friends. You know, it's not just about me.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, so you get into this and is it a natural, like immediately you were like, oh, this is perfect. Cause your guests are amazing too. You have Bravo celebrities, but you also had a sex coach this week. You talk about pop culture. I mean, you had Jason Ellis, which was a wild interview.
I love Jason Ellis. Like we were kind of flirting with each other after the podcast.
Oh, I mean, heard you talk about him this week, how you were flirting. Yeah.
he's I don't know. There's something about him that just makes, it's his confidence. I don't know what it is. It just makes him so hot to me.
Yeah.
I've had a meet. My first guest on Genuinely Gigi was none other than the amazing Tommy Chong. I mean, I think I shot myself just when I saw his face on my screen. I'm like, this is really, really happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had amazing guests. I've had just a couple of
Who's your dream guest? Like, do you have a list of like, these are the people I want? Because what I love, this is like a pop culture reality show podcast, and you're one of my dream guests, but you are reaching much further than the Bravo celebrities. You are going into actually, what I love is that like, you can learn with your podcast, but you don't like, it's like, what I love about podcasts is like when you and your co-host, it feels like you're a part of a conversation. Like, these are your friends. You're in on this conversation. You're not talking down to us. You are one of us, you know, you're just better looking, you know?
Yeah. You're gorgeous with your eyes, by the way.
Oh, but
you know what?
Move over to Jason Ellis.
Step back, Jason. Be careful. He's a wolf. but you know what? That's exactly sort of what it is. I have this dynamic with my girlfriend, Anita, and I have those dynamics with all my girlfriends, but Anita and I have a common morale, but our uniqueness is our differences, you know, and I think that's what makes our conversations so cool. And I wanted to make this about something other than tabloid celebrity gossip. I've been in this industry now for a long time. So trust me, I have a lot I could say about a lot of people, you know, but I don't grow from that. And I didn't grow from being in this industry to become that. I want a pedestal because the one person who my dream guest is and who I looked up to so significantly about doing my podcast was Russell Brand.
Oh, wow. You guys would be like a cat on a hot tin roof together. Like, well, I mean, have you reached out yet? Have you tried to get him?
Yes. I think I have myself and all my people reach out like every day.
I mean,
I'm obsessed. He's so brilliant. He's so human. And it's his reality of who he is as a human that is just so powerful to me. So I would love to one day have him as a guest and pick his mind. I don't think I'm intellectually on his level yet.
Oh my God, what are you, by the way, you never say that about yourself. You fake it till you make it. And I think you are there. So
fake it.
The thing that I love, I told people you were coming on today and you were one of those people that everybody across the board seemed excited about. Like when I say certain things like to my Patreon or to the audience, they'll be like, oh, this person, no. Like we split, but you don't split the audience. Do you feel like you're a well-loved person due to these shows? Do you, you know, sometimes not know where you stand?
I know where I always stand. My roots are deep, honey. I am my own team captain. I am my own player. I am my own cheerleader. And I've been okay with that. Is it hard to be almost 40 years old and living with that reality? Yes. But I think I have, and I might be a little narcissistic by saying this. I think I've added a little bit of opening to people's minds in some way. I stayed very consistent to my reality, which is who I am, whether I was judged for it, ridiculed for it, all those things, which I was and still am. I used a sperm donor. I was married for 7 weeks to a Jewish guy when I'm Muslim. I mean, I do everything that
you
is the
gamut.
Opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I grew from it.
Yeah.
I grew from it.
How is the motherhood journey going? I mean, Elijah, who we are watching grow up on your Instagram and things like that. What has this experience? And I know this is such a basic question, but like, what has this experience done for you? What did you expect it to do for you? And what has surprised you in motherhood?
He's amazing, by the way. I would say the biggest surprise for me was that it really turned me sort of into a hustler. And I mean, I started Shaw's when I was 29 years old. And other than that, I've never worked a day in my life, you know, up until I created Woosah. You know, I tried to do a hair extension brand with my sister years ago, but it was more her doing everything and me just being like, okay, you know what I mean? I started Woosah because it had helped me in so many ways. But once I had my child, it was like everything went into full blast, and I'm a single parent. So
pop culture roundup in just 1 second, but we got to keep the lights on here. We got to read some advertisements, which I appreciate if you listen to all three of these today, because I'm just always ecstatic when anybody advertises on the show. But I love these brands. I love these brands also because they have
given me product to try out, and I actually have tried all of these. And our first one is Raycon. And you know I'm into music. I've gone to literally 8 billion concerts in the last 2 weeks. And I gotta say, Raycon, I'm bringing with me to every concert. They are just amazing. They can get you amped. You can listen to your podcast. You can listen to your Grateful Dead, your John Mayer. You can listen to my podcast on Raycons. And I got to tell you, as we lead up to the holiday season, it's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift your family and friends will use every day. That's Raycon wireless earbuds. I use these every day. They look sleek. They really do look, and they are so inexpensive for the quality that these things are. I did use them on the vacation with my parents. I am now using them on the daily. I have not lost them yet, which is amazing. I'm very proud of myself for that. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and you can keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. And you guys, I am an audiophile. I'm one of those snobs and it sounds amazing. Comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. Like I said, pricing really does matter, especially when you're broke like me. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. You got Pure Mode, which is for podcast listening, blues, instrumental. I consider my podcast blues and instrumental. You have Balanced Mode, podcast listening as well, rock, heavy rock, metal. And you got Bass Mode, hip-hop, EDM, reggae. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. That's huge. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls, for music, for work, for play, at home or on the go. Or get this, pick up a pair for yourself. You have earned it. Give yourself a gift. Trust me, you are going to use them every day. Now, go to buyraycon.com/sobad today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/sobad to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/sobad. Ah, I love that. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Our next one is SimpliSafe. Now, they've been with us multiple times. If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now. This is a product that is specifically built for the day and age that we are in now. This week, our friends at SimpliSafe are giving So Bad It's Good listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. I thought I misread that, but it's true, 40% off. We love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. Like I said earlier, we set one up in our backyard because I'm in this house which has like three houses attached to it. And I said this horrible story that our neighbor, somebody broke into the back house. And if she had had Simply Safe, this wouldn't have happened. So that is set up in the backyard now. And of course, I set up the indoor one to catch my roommate because I know he goes through my crap in my room. So I have set that up to catch him. Josh, I will catch you. You are not safe because Simply Safe is on the case. Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations from Simply Safe. These are Simply Safe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to start feeling a bit more safe and to have a bit more peace of mind. Like I said, we need that in today's day and age more than ever. So take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/sobad. Again, that's simplysafe, SimpliSafe.com/sobad for 40% off your entire system. But hurry, this offer ends very soon. And you guys, our final commercial today is our favorite Osea, which is just an amazing, amazing skincare company. They have been with us many times, and this is the company that I love the most. Is not only they have an amazing product, but they care enough of their product that they actually walked me through it. They actually did an onboarding call with me and walked me through what this product means to them, what you should expect, and I gotta say, it's amazing. And I will tell you, it's funny, the more people I meet, the more people actually know about this product and use it on a daily basis, and that is incredible. In fact, I just ordered more myself. I am not kidding. I just ordered more of Osea the other day. It is really cool. I have been glad to add this, and I don't even want to say add this. I'm glad to make this part of my skincare skincare lineup. I don't have a skincare lineup until now. So thank you to Osea. I'm just naturally beautiful. But as I get older, I'm realizing that is not going to be the case forever. And that is why this product has really come in handy for me. So Osea has been making products that are clean, vegan, and safe for your skin and the planet for over 25 years. When it comes to clean beauty, Osea is the pioneer. They have award-winning skincare, body scrubs, wellness products, and body treatments. Their Undaria Algae Body Oil has been a celebrity favorite for years. They have a ton of great gift set options at different price points, and they all look and feel super luxurious. And you guys, as the holiday season comes, these are the things that kind of make amazing gifts, so I'm really excited that they advertise with us over the holidays, because if you're looking for something to get any of your family or friends, I think this is amazing. These things don't even need to be wrapped, because the glass packaging is so beautiful on its own, and it is more sustainable than plastic. These are sturdy bottles. They really are a very sleek-looking product. So only share the best with your friends and family. Osea is the perfect gift for anyone. The Undaria Algae Body Oil, it feels, I've said this before, and I got made fun of, by the way, by my friend, but it is. It makes me feel luxurious. It feels rich, not greasy. It's not sticky. It absorbs into the skin. And I gotta say, when the winter comes, it starts getting colder. Your skin starts getting drier. And this actually moisturizes, and it leaves my skin a lot softer and smoother than it was before. All Osea products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, climate neutral, and it's created with sustainably sourced seaweed and made in California. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. This holiday season, stock up and share your new favorite clean skincare and body care with your friends and family. We even have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code SOGOOD at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com. You're going to get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. Gifting is always easier if you start early, so head to oseamalibu.com and use code SOGOOD. And now, back to the show.
God forbid anything ever happens to me. He needs to be lined up all the way until he has kids. You know, so I feel like I put my big girl panties on, as my sister would say.
Yeah. I mean, that's really amazing and kind of like inspirational, I'm sure, for a lot of people that listen to your journey. I was listening to you and Lala speak a couple weeks ago, and you guys are both going through motherhood journeys. But how does that then affect, because you are a single mother, how does that affect dating? Is dating even on? I mean, you talk about this a little bit here and there on the, but is it a concern of yours? Is it considered fun now? Is it considered necessary? Where are you at?
Well, Ryan, I love that question because that has two separate answers. I would love to date. I would love to have a partner in life. I would love to have a companion in life. I don't ever want to be in a situation where I'm labeling what I have with someone else, which led me into what I'm with now, which is polyamory. Yeah. This is something very new for me. I have been lucky to meet someone recently that he himself came out of a long, long relationship and wasn't looking to just dived so deep. So when I was opening up that conversation about poly and how I view things and the way I did things wrong in my past with relationships and what I want to do right now, he was on board with it. So it's cool. You know, I don't know when that introduction's ever going to happen with my son. Because it's been some months now I'm seeing him, but I go to his place. I'll have, you know, one of my parents come over and stay the night with my son, and I'll go there because I don't know. There's a part of me that's just not ready to have my son wake up in the morning and I have another man here. I'm not ready for that.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, that would be, I could totally understand we saw a little bit of that journey on the show. And by the way, guys, I'm staying away from the show because we want the show to be a surprise when and if it comes back. So I'm not, you know, and actually I'm just kind of fascinated in Gigi herself. Plus her podcast actually focuses on all of these other things. So I want to get into a little bit of that. But you're right. Like, we did see a little bit of the polyamory journey on the show. What was it, or what were those signals in your mind of like, this is something I'd want to try, or this is something that I'm more open to? What is that thought process?
I think that I just came to a place of pure self-confidence in myself. And I realized with that self-confidence, with my relationship life, what I was hurting a lot of men. I was getting with men up until that 4-month mark, which was the I love you phase. And I would go right there with them, strong, strong, strong. And then boom. Once I got that, I was over it. It was like, wow. It was a job.
Yeah.
I needed more. I needed another thrill. I needed something else to accomplish. So I realized that it's not necessarily the relationship per se, because I enjoy the relationship. I enjoy getting infatuated and getting those butterflies for someone. I love it.
Yeah, it's like the best part. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, it's the best part. And that's usually the first 4 months. Mm-hmm. So I need someone to understand that I might need 2 people in my life to keep me mentally stimulated, because it's not sexual. As soon as I say polyamory, everyone thinks polygamy. And this is something completely, you know what I mean? It's just.
No,
it's,
I know. I mean, people don't really, they're not really aware of what it means. But that's why I find shows and podcasts like yours fascinating for somebody like you that we can relate to take us through these things, because then it kind of removes the stigma of these things. And I think there's a lot of stigma attached to sex, attached to cannabis smoking, attached to all of these things. And I love people that can like de-stigmatify all of this stuff and kind of explain it from a level that we can all understand.
Right. I mean, I can only picture what, you know, the trolls are out there saying, but it's kind of colorful. Just imagining, you know, having a pothead mother that wants multiple dicks at the same time with her, you know, just, you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. I have noticed such a swing in respect from my fans and followers. Like before, when I would go through my comments a couple of years ago, it would be horrible. Like people were trashing me every single comment. Now, hundreds, thousands of comments, and people are not only giving me motivation and praise, but they're fighting for me against anyone who's saying something bad, which it's just, it's awesome. So I would like to think that I did do a little something by doing this. You know what I mean? I'd like to think that.
I think you're in your Beyonce Lemonade phase, where Beyonce fully stepped into herself on the Lemonade album. And I think that's where you're at right now.
Yes.
You were speaking to polyamory. You made one man, maybe two man, but you also have a podcast. So maybe that's considered kind of like a man too. So you got the podcast. You got it. I wanted to talk a lot about the live show. So is this your first live show that you're going to be doing with the podcast?
Oh my God. It is my first live show. I'm beyond me excited because, like I said, in the beginning of this podcast, I was really, my goal was always to be a host of some sort and have that presence. I enjoy talking to people and I enjoy making people laugh while educating them. So when they told me I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv Live, oh my God, I went there to do a walkthrough with Anita, my co-host. I get very gassy when I get nervous. So I burp or I fart. Anita gets the poops. So we first both walk into the place. It's 500 seats, right? And I'm going to be on, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, and I burp. And she's like, oh my God. And she runs. She takes the biggest shit and she comes back.
Wow, we can really expect some fireworks at the show on the 18th, you guys.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. We have so many surprise guests. We're going to talk about a really good conversation, which is going to boggle a lot of people's minds, but it's going to be extremely entertaining. Anita did recently do a podcast, Confess Your Mess. We did a podcast with them, and Anita revealed something about herself that she just masturbated for her first time.
Wait,
her first
what?
Time. Yes.
Is Anita 16 years old? How old is Anita?
Anita is 43 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And just masturbated for her first time. When she was asked why, her response was she felt like she was being watched by her deceased family.
I've had that thought before. I swear to God. Like I've had like my poor grandmother. Like you do have, and you're like, I guess I'll try to pull the covers up further and see, you know.
So with that being said, after Anita confessed this news that I had never, I mean, she says, like I said, she says some quirky stuff, but this was beyond me that a 43-year-old just masturbated for her first time ever. And I'm going to create a very large stage presence based around what I just learned about Anita. So the Irvine Improv, November 18th, bring some lube or don't, I might offer it.
Yeah, by the way, the front row, please wear like rain slickers or something. It sounds like it might get a little wild.
It's going to get a little wet.
I love that you know that in podcasting, when you get a gift like that, when somebody reveals something that good, you're like, this is a gift from the heavens to me that I can use for the next year. Are we allowed to announce one of the surprise guests? I heard one of the guests who is coming, who are we allowed to say who's going to be one of the surprise guests? I think we are. I think
Steve.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. So we can announce here. I think this is going to be the first time Reza will be one of your surprise guests at the show, correct?
Reza is going to be he was on my podcast before. I had Reza on, but he will be, you know, we are very, very close right now. And he's
which is good.
It's great. It's great because trust me, honey, when the two of us don't get along, okay, us two power minds, it's not good when we're against each other. So I love how close we are. I love how hard he's working. He's got Reza Be Obsessed, his hair care line. So I'm really excited. I'm going to try to incorporate all he's been working on into, you know, the show and have him answer some very make your balls sweat type of questions. He's going to answer to. He knows he's like already. So it's going to be amazing. There's going to be great, great, great fun going on.
Well, I mean, it is really cool. I mean, and I got to say the Improv, I've been there many times and it's just such a legendary venue. I mean, so many amazing people have passed through there and now you're passing through there. And that really is such an amazing sign of like how you're in such a great place with everything. And that's what I want. I have a 96% female audience. So if I don't get people out there to the Irvine Improv, I am going to be so upset with the baddies out there because this is a good night. This is a fun night. They serve alcohol there too.
Yes!
So you can, I mean, this is exactly what we are. I mean, we're still in a little bit of the pandemic, but we're coming out of it. So it's safe. Go have fun. I went to one of my first live concerts this past week and it was so nice to see people again and smiling. And I was cracking up listening to your podcast all week. So I imagine, I can't imagine what that experience is going to be like. I mean, especially with the burping and the farting. So.
Well, we're going to go earlier so we get all those farts and poopings out of the way. And then we'll like sterilize the scent a little bit for everybody to make sure it's nice and sexy.
We got like 8 minutes more, but I wanted to ask you where you're going with the podcast in terms of topics. So, you know, it seems like your mind is all over the place in terms of what fascinates you. What is fascinating you out there right now?
I'll be honest with you, Ryan, right now, the way I picture myself becoming, and I am manifesting, but I would like to be like the Bill Maher of pop culture. So I enjoy the political side of controversial things. I don't enjoy politics, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I don't like to sit here and discuss, you know, Republican, Democrat. I don't, one in the same in my mind, right?
Yeah.
But I like to talk about the things that come attached to that, the things that we're dealing with in life. And I'm trying to build an audience right now that would like that and appreciate that. If I see that my audience, which they have been, I mean, because my ratings are going up. So if I see that my audience is still flowing with me as I slowly transition into getting into these deep, real conversations, then I'm going to try to go full force with that. I would love to have like my own talk show where I get to just, you know, bring up pop culture, because Willow Smith right now, you know, Will yeah. Smith and Jada, she's come out with this polyamory talk. And now Jada Pinkett Smith is saying, you know, this is how we are sexually. This is how we survived this movie. Yeah. I want to be able to have those conversations freely. And I think we're reaching an era where it's becoming more and more possible to do that in a larger scale. So I hope to get there.
Now, what was your life like 11 years ago? I mean, Shaw's started and you were a very different type of person. How has the show affected you in a positive way, and has it affected you negatively at all? You said you read so many troll comments until recently. How has that whole social media experience been in doing the show? Was it frightening at first?
Yes, absolutely. I could say it was frightening because I didn't understand how large of a scale being on TV really is. But, you know, we all dream about the idea, oh, I could do that. I could be on TV. It'd be so good. You know,
yeah.
And then it happens to you. And then it's like, whoa. And then, you know, all the haters immediately come. And I'm a very controversial person. I was the alcoholic, you know, drug addict, fights at clubs, blood all over myself from, you know, attacking people, just having sex with everybody. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And because of me showing no filter to myself, to the world, that came with all the judgment. And so I'm not against it. I wasn't, you know, now as an adult that's grown through it, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with what's happened because I put that out there for people to judge. I mean, what would you say about someone who's, you know, making an example of themselves like that, dancing on bar tops, falling over, and then punching someone in the face randomly? That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now to change and to go through that, because I needed to go through it to grow through it.
Yeah. I mean, the evolution of Gigi is like, you know, really kind of amazing to see. And I think that's why the positive thing of having reality shows is to kind of like, wow, look at the full spectrum of this person. And they have allowed us to go on this journey with them. And then you're able to take all of that, which you learn, and say it on the podcast or use it in your daily life. So it's amazing to see this side of you right now as well.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm 100% talking shit. but that NeNe Leakes that got fired from Bravo or let go from Bravo, mm-hmm. I don't ever want what I gained from this fame or whatever to turn me into who she was when she said, I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah.
I took this and I humbled myself. I want to find a way to talk to people, to get into people and say, hey, I've been through some stuff too, but let me hear what you've been through. Let's exchange stories. So I want to get to that place. Not that I'm rich, bitch. I was rich. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that is, since this is a pop culture podcast, I wanted to kind of talk to you about what you are watching right now. Do you watch any of the other shows? Do you stay away from watching Bravo entirely? Are you just Netflix? What are you watching right now? Or what really gets you going TV wise?
I think that there needs to be a new term in AA for addicts of television, because
we're all
that
in
would
it,
be
man.
Me.
We're
that
all
would
in
be
it.
Me. Every reality show, of course, I watch all the Bravo shows. I watch every reality show there is out there. I'm obsessed with TV. I've always been obsessed with TV. I can't go to sleep without watching some
I know,
shows. That's,
I have this. This is the only good thing about being living alone is that I can watch TV at night when I go to sleep, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody's there. There you go. So are you watching all the reunions and all that stuff? Did you watch the Beverly Hills reunion?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
How
God. Yeah.
Wild is that? Yeah.
It's oh, man, I would feel so uncomfortable being any of those women sitting next to Erica as her friend when I'm seeing her, because it's a tough situation. I can only imagine what those women are going through, you know, because we saw Teresa go through something, but not on a scale like this.
This is
something else. Well, and there's
Teresa,
dead people.
Well, there's orphans and widows, but the proliferation of social media and how much bigger it's gotten since even Teresa, when all the cameras were there. Right. Now it's every day, the news cycle is like minute by minute. So and did you just see before we went on, I was just, Dorit had a home invasion.
Right.
I mean, and they were already over there and just scary, scary stuff. And you're just like, so I was curious.
Oh, didn't Dorit get robbed today or something?
Yeah, she had a home invasion.
Really scary. Can I say something about that?
Yeah,
and
sure.
I hope to God that was not true and it didn't really happen to her. But now, we've seen the way Dorit dresses and presents herself on TV. One of her purses costs $100,000. So did the robbers take all that effort to break in just to come take one article and then go?
I thought they got everything. Like, I thought they got...
But everything would be a couple of million worth of stuff. Because, like I said, just one of her bags is about $100,000 value. A Birkin is more than 100. A diamond watch, easy 100. So if they got, I'm just confused. Everybody on that show keeps getting robbed.
Well, I mean, yeah, Kyle got robbed seasons ago, but it all started like Kim Kardashian, the Kim Kardashian Paris robbery years ago.
Because she was
wearing all the diamonds on the show and all that stuff. And it does give you pause of like, wow, just last night at the reunion, Andy was talking about all of her purses and all of this stuff. So it was interesting that the next day this happens but at the same time as a Bravo fan and viewer, you're like, oh my gosh, are the cameras there? Are they going to be showing? This is a plot line now. Your like mind goes to that kind of stuff. So and what kind of music do you like? What are you listening to right now?
I listen to a lot of lullabies and nursery songs. A lot of The Wheels on the Truck Go Round and Round.
Ah, yes. I think that's Justin Bieber.
There you go. I'll be hanging out with my friends. We'll be out and I'll be like jamming and I'll start singing like, I like to eat. And I'll just jam to Apples and Bananas.
Well, that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the next rave song, I think. Gigi, thank you so much for being here today. I really want to impress everybody to go get tickets. Go get advanced tickets if you can to the Irvine Improv November 18th. We have special guest Reza. We've got somebody that just recently masturbated for the first time. what we ask anybody to do that is nice enough to be a guest on this podcast, you go subscribe. You hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any platforms. And if it's Apple Podcasts, I always ask people to automatically leave a 5-star review because you know they're good. You hear them on the show. They are so good. They are so giving of their time. And she is hysterical. So go rate it 5 stars and then listen away and just go through. I think there's like 29 or 30 episodes right now you can get through.
She keeps adding every week, so
go do that. Go support. Is there anything else that we need to know about that's coming up that we can support you with?
Oh my goodness. No, I do have a couple of ventures happening. WUSA is expanding, so I'm excited
for that.
Where
can I get WUSA, by the way? I want to try some cannabis.
WUSA used to be just CBD because of so many laws ever changing. Now that there's a little bit of more stability, I will be coming out with a THC line very soon. So that's in the works. And I'm also starting a secret business as well,
business.
Yes.
Wow. What is a secret business? Lastly, how did you are like so, you don't with the weed, I always like overeat then. And then just like, yeah, I mean, I can't like, how do you not just, did you have that period of time? You're so scared, you know, like you look great. So how do you deal with that? You know, no munchies.
Ryan, tell your listeners to turn the volume all the way up because this is about to get serious, okay? Weed makes you lose weight.
No, that's yes. Silly. That is not right.
Nope.
What do you mean? So
cannabis, it sits on your fat cells and it starts going at your fat cells. That's what the actual THC, the triangle there with THC 9 thing. So it sits on our fat cells and it works away. Most stoners, most hardcore stoners like myself, Snoop Dogg, Bob, Willie, we're all super skinny and always cold. Because here's the thing. So the reason you think you're hungry or food is just amazing and you cannot stop is because of the location of the part of your brain that the weed will go and sit on as well. It activates all your happy stuff. Everything tastes good. Everything sounds better. Everything's funnier. Everything's, you know, less give a fuck type of personality. So I swear to you, if you smoke a joint, go have a piece of watermelon or a carrot, it will taste just as good as a piece of pie. And if you can refrain from eating every time you smoke weed, your body will no longer identify weed and food anymore. And then the weight loss begins.
Okay. Okay. I have to go out and get some now and get some watermelon. Yeah. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us today. You're welcome. I hope you'll come back anytime that you have anything because you are the best and I'd love to keep the conversation going. So you guys, Gigi, I'll put all the information in the description and you better be out there and you better support because we need to support live podcasts especially. So hopefully we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Betches.